Before I introduce the next speaker, I want to remind us that we need to have a tremendous show at the election and at our next demonstration, because unfortunately we'll have to have others. And each one of us has to bring more folks. We know that quality is important, but so are his numbers. Don't be scared though. When we started the fight the last time, very often the early demonstrations were much smaller than this one. Just to keep telling you about who those people are, as we're struggling, we are reaching out to the other station. People have said it before, particularly to KPFK, where the other side has won, particularly simply because they have the audacity, you could say, and the means. For the first time in that station, in the third election, they went out and purchased, they were able to send a mailing to every single potential voter at KPFK in Los Angeles. And that's why they have the majority of the membership. They, now in power, they have managed to remove the only two Latinos who were in administrative position in Los Angeles, KPFK. And they were Armando Gudinho, and those of you who speak Spanish and listen to that amazing show, progressive show, at 11 o'clock at BAI in the evening, that is listened to at Pacifica, Fernando Velasquez, who was the news director, has also been removed. Our next speaker, Larry Ham, is Mimi talked about organizations that play key roles in the communities. He's the head of Pop People Organization for Progress. This is such an organization, and I'm proud to introduce him now. Larry Ham.
Who station? Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. I'm very glad to be here, and I want to say I'm here representing our organization, the People's Organization for Progress, and we absolutely oppose this coup in all its dimensions that is taking place at WBAI. We support all the demands that people are making, all the just demands. First and foremost, we want all the fired and banned to be returned. Return now, immediately. The people, most of them that have been fired and banned, are people that I have known over the years. And they are people, together with other people at the station, who have helped to make the station a voice for the progressive and black grassroots communities throughout this metropolitan area. People like Bernard White and Iyo Harrington and Mimi Rosenberg and Don DeBar and Anthony Riddle. They were the people who opened up the mic to grassroots organization. All of you out here today represent little organizations. You couldn't call up WABC 77. You couldn't call up Win 1010 and get right on the mic and announce your event. The people that were fired and banned are the people that opened the station up for us. They stood for us. Now we have to stand for them. We want that gag rule removed. We want real democracy. We don't want this propaganda that is coming out like today came out to make you think everything is all right. Everything is not all right at WBAI. Everything is not all right. And we have to do what is necessary. As the other speaker said, we need to go out and get people signed up as members so that they can vote, and we can remove those board members who caused this fiasco and put people on there who really represent our interests. And, you know, it always seems that this crisis, these crises come at a time when the station is needed the most. It comes at a time when the progressive voice needs to be heard throughout the entire community, right at that point, things begin to happen that our voices get muffled and stunted and blacked out completely. So we have to do what is necessary, build this movement to make WBAI the kind of station that oppressed people and working people need in our community. We have to build this movement and do everything we can to restore those people who've been taken out. And our efforts shouldn't just end here at BAI. This should be a national movement to transform the Pacifica Network. Because what's happening here is happening at other stations also. So let us continue to unite, all of us from all of our different communities and constituencies, unite to save WBAI, to take back WBAI, and keep it the people's radio station. Whose station? Whose station? Whose station? Whose station? Power to the people.
I am one who has worked with the People's Organization of Progress many times and can attest to the fact that they send out so many press releases, but they can't get on ABC, CBS, or they can't do it, no matter how many times they send out press releases.